also joined by Dan McGowan, digital reporter for WPRI.com, filling in for Scott McKay. Steve, the Raimondo administration has put a number of people on leave from the State Department of Transportation while providing few details about the changes. What specifically is going on at DOT, and why hasn't the administration been more forthcoming about it?
Well, of course, we can't talk in specific detail about any individual employment or personnel actions. What I can tell you is that the governor is going throughout state government and trying to improve accountability and improve performance. And if you look at some of the things that she did at Eleanor Slater Hospital, announced recently, things that were announced with respect to the Department of Children, Youth, and Families just yesterday, and a number of the actions that we've taken to turn things around at the Department of Transportation, they all are under the same umbrella, which is how do we improve accountability, improve performance, and give better value and better service for the taxpayers.
The governor has checked off a lot of things she has wanted to do so far in within her first year in office, but one shortcoming has been the transportation funding formula to repair bridges. Why was the rollout of that, in the view of many critics, not as good as it should have been?
Well, listen, the state of Rhode Island is ranked 50th out of 50, last in the nation in bridge quality. And so I think it's extraordinarily important that we provide additional resources to...
Sure. We know that. We know about the need, but the governor misspoke in describing which trucks would be affected. It seemed like the plan had not been crafted with the same care as some of her other signature initiatives. What went wrong there?
Well, look, I'm not sure I agree with respect to the plan. I think it's always natural that when you go through a legislative process, things change. You make accommodations, you make concessions, you make changes. And so I think that you did see some of that. But the bottom line is we don't have enough resources to deal with the more than 200 structurally deficient bridges. We simply don't have enough resources to repair and maintain our existing bridges. And we know that there are significant unemployment in the construction industry. And so the governor was interested and remains interested in finding a solution that can repair our roads and bridges and put people back to work.
Let's go to Dan McGowan.
I want to ask just a quick follow-up on the on this, you know, the bridge situation in particular. The governor had a great relationship with a great legislative process, you know, with the General Assembly this year, no vetoes. But we didn't get the bridge done. We know that the speaker wants to go to a special session. The Senate president, whom we believe the Senate generally supports the governor's plan, has said, we're not going to take this up until next year. Can this wait?
It's an urgent need, and we need to invest more. And the longer we wait, the more expensive it's going to become. And the governor has stated over and over both the need to invest more in bridges and the need to put people back to work in construction jobs. I'm going to leave it to the presiding officers about the timing, but whether we do it later this year or whether we do it in the next legislative session, there's no question, and I think in anybody's mind, that we need to find a solution to invest more resources to put people to work rebuilding roads and bridges.
Governor Raimondo plans to unveil a workforce training initiative today. We've heard a lot about the need for better skills among Rhode Island workers for a long time. So why will this initiative be any more successful than past efforts?
Well, we're looking to do things in an innovative way. The governor's principal focus is boosting the economy, putting people back to work, and making sure that everybody can make it in Rhode Island. And it's really frustrating when you see that we've got stubbornly high unemployment, and yet there's employers out there looking to fill vacancies and that they can't fill jobs. And the reason for that is because we have a skills gap, and there are simply people that don't have the training and the skills necessary to get these 21st century jobs. So what we've done is reimagined workforce training in Rhode Island, and we've made it more employer-centered, and we've allowed employers to become the architects of the training. And it's a win-win-win. It's a win for the employees because they know that if they successfully complete the training, there's a job waiting for them. It's a win for the employers because they know they're going to have a pipeline of workers with the skills they need to succeed. And it's a win for Rhode Island because we're going to get folks back to work. And it's an important economic development tool because businesses want to locate where they can have access to skilled workers.
We're talking here with Stephen Newman, Chief of Staff for Governor Gina Raimondo. Now back to Dan McGowan.
Steve, I want to ask about the city of Providence, in particular the situation with the firefighters. We tape on Thursday. By Sunday, the mayor has said that he wants to move to a 3-platoon structure for firefighters. He says it's going to save millions of dollars. Do you support the idea of the city of Providence basically altering an existing union contract in order to make this happen?
I'm going to let Mayor Alorza and the City of Providence deal with those municipal issues, but here's what I'll say. Governor Raimondo understands the importance of trying to get costs under control And it's one of the things that she's really focused on as governor. And so far this year, we cemented the pension reform that got passed a few years ago. And now that many of those lawsuits are behind us, we're looking at $390 million a year in savings on pension reform. There was also the reinventing Medicaid. You know, we came in and noticed that we're spending more than 30 cents of every state taxpayer dollar on Medicaid, and that Rhode Island was second in the country in cost per enrollee. And so we took strong action in reinventing Medicaid to get lots of savings in that Medicaid system. And so she certainly understands the mayor's interest in controlling costs in Providence.
A growing local startup out of Brown University called Teespring recently announced plans to leave Rhode Island. What did the Raimondo administration do to try and keep the company in Rhode Island?
One of the main challenges that we have is trying to attract new companies to come to Rhode Island and to help our existing companies grow. And I know that Commerce Corporation has been in touch with folks at Teespring, and efforts are underway to try and convince them to keep some operations and to expand in Rhode Island. What we're trying to do is again, with the workforce training initiative that we're laying out later today, we want to make sure that people know that they're going to have a pipeline of talented workers. With the cost savings that I talked about before, we want to make sure that businesses know that our costs aren't going to go up. And with some of the economic development tools that the governor passed in her jobs plan this year, we want to be able to have proactive conversations with companies that we want to attract to come here and with existing businesses to help them expand and grow. And all that work is ongoing.
The governor just brought in a new education commissioner, Ken Wagner. We know that there was lots of animosity from the unions and from and even from some school leadership towards the previous commissioner, Deborah Gist. So obviously, Ken Wagner says he wants to come in and build that relationship. But I want to talk strictly about policy. Are we going to see any significant changes over the next year or two under Ken Wagner?
Commissioner Wagner comes in on Monday, and so we're eager for him to hit the ground running. And I'm going to let him get settled, and then we can talk about policies in the future. What I will say is that, as I noted, our principal focus is making sure that everybody can make it in Rhode Island. And certainly, one of the keys there is a good education system. Education is a ladder to the middle class. And if we aren't doing a good enough job of educating our kids, they're not going to be prepared to be winners in this changing 21st century global economy. I don't think anybody thinks that Rhode Island's public schools are currently doing a good enough job to prepare students to succeed. And so we've got to do better. And Governor Raimondo and Ken Wagner and Barbara Cottom at the Board of Education are going to be focused, working with the General Assembly, are going to be focused on improving results.
There's been some buzz about your boss, Governor Raimondo, being a rising star in national Democratic politics. Does that create upward pressure or increase the likelihood that we might see her move on to another opportunity outside of Rhode Island sooner rather than later?
Governor Raimondo is focused on Rhode Island, and she's focused on getting the economy going again, putting people back to work. And that is her exclusive focus is on the job she's got now.
Let's be fair. So forget the timeline. What's Governor Raimondo's ceiling? I mean, you've worked for rock star governors in the past, in Martin O'Malley, of course. What's Governor Raimondo's ceiling?
You know, I understand the desire to speculate on that. I'm going to leave that to the pundits. What I'll say is that she's focused on improving workforce development with the announcement we're putting out today. She's focused on improving the accountability of state government with some of the turnaround plans she's done in agencies like Eleanor Slater Hospital, DCYF, and the Department of Transportation. First and foremost, she's focused on putting people back to work.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us today, Dan McGowan from Channel 12.
Thank you.
And Chief of Staff for Governor Gina Raimondo, Stephen Newman.
I really appreciate you having me.